This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Nutrient Research and Education Council, or NREC, has released the 2013 NREC Annual Report, which summarizes the nutrient research and outreach efforts by the NREC in the calendar year 2013, the first year of the program's existence. The program utilizes funds from 75 cent per ton assessment on bulk fertilizer sold in Illinois, and the 13-member NREC Council solicits, reviews, and funds projects that fulfill the mission of the NREC. As outlined in the 2013 annual report, the NREC allocated over $1 million towards 7 projects that address nutrient utilization, water quality, and educational needs regarding fertilizer use. In 2014, the NREC is investing $2.5 million in additional nutrient research and outreach projects, many of which specifically to address the critical need to reduce nutrient losses from the agricultural sector. An outline of the 2014 projects is available on their website, www.illinoisnrec.org. And here is your Illinois Weekly Crop and Weather Report. Producers made significant planting progress in the field last week as temperatures slowly increased throughout the state. Corn planting increased to 32% complete, in line with the 5-year average of 33%. Oat and sorghum planting progressed to 66 and 7% respectively. A few farmers switched to soybeans after they finished planting corn. There were about 5 days suitable for field work with some moderate rain over the weekend. Statewide temperatures averaged 57.6 degrees, 1.8 degrees above normal. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.62 inches, 0.23 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 11% short, 74% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 5% very short, 25% short, 65% adequate, and 5% surplus. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 2% very poor, 6% poor, 30% fair, 48% good, and 14% excellent. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for a more detailed look at the crop reports and what we're expecting to see in the markets this week. As can be expected with the planting season, weather is a huge factor right now.
Well, as we go through this week, the grain markets are kind of in a transition period. As we start with the corn market, we are continuing to see firmer prices based on planting delays. Overall, the crop progress report from USDA showed that we saw a little less planting than what was anticipated, 19% of the crop planted as of Sunday. The trade was looking for 21%. The 5-year average is 28%. Not a lot is going to get planted this week, and we're going to have some showers returning to the Midwest as we go into the first of next week as well. It's still that end of April, first of May time period, so there is time, so those gains are limited yet at this point, but it is providing underlying support for the market. Soybeans are going into the delivery period for the May contract with very, very tight supplies, and that could create a little bit of fireworks for the May contract in particular as we go into that stretch as the market tries to get a handle on just what those supplies are. With wheat, we're seeing a little bit of an easing back of the tensions in Ukraine, but traders in the hard red winter wheat and hard red spring wheat contracts in Kansas City, Minneapolis are keeping a close eye on the industry tour of the hard red winter wheat belt going on this week. If the hard red winter wheat crop is short, obviously that's supportive for Kansas City, but it also means market needs to buy more acres in Minneapolis of the spring wheat variety. So a lot going on this week, kind of a transition period for the markets.
And around my area, we had a lot of harsh weather yesterday, tornado conditions, some really hard pounding rains. How is that going to affect the seed that some farmers were able to get out and plant?
Well, those hard rains are never good for a crop, particularly if it was just planted within a day or two prior. A lot of erosion, crusting of the soils, and a lot of times it results in replanting. Our hearts go out to those who have been affected by the tornadoes. Obviously, sounds like we're going to have another rough day in the south today. The storm system has brought heavy rains to many areas of the Midwest and to the south, and particularly to the southern Midwest. We've seen some heavy rains in some cornfields, not the type of thing you like to see. So I anticipate we're going to be seeing some replanting once this moves through.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Before the break, we started speaking with market analyst Arlen Suderman about crop conditions in the Midwest. Suderman said that although wet conditions are slowing down planting, there are some farmers who've already completed corn planting and moved on to soybeans.
There have been some soybeans planted over the last week. I've heard from some farmers who have finished their corn planting and started soybean planting. Obviously, that's primarily in the southern Midwest versus further north where they're just getting started with the corn at this point. Ironically, Illinois has made rapid pace over the past week and is basically back on schedule for its corn planting, but there's a vast difference between southern Illinois and northern Illinois. Pretty much south of Interstate 80 is where we've seen the bulk of the progress to this point.
We have seen a lot of progress, but is this weather going to back things up and kind of start putting farmers behind, or do you think we're well enough on schedule that it won't really delay things too much?
Well, the expectation is that it is going to put us behind. Next week's numbers on Monday from USDA should show that the deficit or the delays have increased significantly. That's not a problem if the weather opens up beyond that point. But if it continues to show the two-week outlook is for continued rain and limited opportunities to get in the field, that's when the trade will start. Will likely start taking notice.
Well, hopefully we won't have a repeat of last year's extremely wet spring, and hopefully farmers can get out in the fields, replant what needs to be replanted, and continue planting what needs to be planted.
And ironically, there's a lot of comparisons to last year's traders talk about it. We started off very similar to last year, and then last week we made much more progress than what we did during the same week the previous year. Last year was extremes of what we would consider in the way of planting delays, pushing a lot of the corn planting into the month of June. But traders will point out that even that, despite the drought in portions of the central and western Midwest, it was still a pretty good-sized crop. And that's why traders are really reluctant to buy too much into the planting delay story yet until we get deeper into May.
And shifting over to wheat here, I'm looking at the Illinois breakdown of how the wheat is doing. It says like 2% very poor, 6% poor, 30% fair, 48% good, and 14% excellent. Are those all right breakdowns right now? Are you expecting to see those drop as we're able to get out and really evaluate the crop?
Well, I think the soft red winter wheat crop looks pretty good. Obviously, we've had a lot of hail in some places of late, and that's locally a problem, but overall the soft red winter wheat crop is in pretty decent position for this time of year. So from a Chicago standpoint, that's why we're seeing it trade at such a deficit discount, I should say, basically about 80 cents right now to the Kansas City market, because it's in the Kansas City traded hard red winter wheat crop where we see all the problems. We're seeing the industry tour move across the plains today. They started off early this morning going through some of the areas where they're seeing basically the best wheat they're going to see this week. The wheat is very small, so they're simply counting tillers and assuming normal head size, which I think is going to be questionable in some of it, but they're getting some yield estimates of 50 to 60 bushels per acre. But that's rapidly going to change as they head west today and fan out across areas to the south and west and into Oklahoma and Texas as well. I think that we're going to see those drop considerably. So we have a tale of two crops, a hard red winter, which is doing pretty poorly for the most part, and the soft red winter wheat crop, which is, I would say, a fairly normal or typical crop for this time of year. Maybe delayed, but fairly normal in yield potential.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.